finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk radio.
Good. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. We're live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this. Let me see. Oh, that's right. It's the first day of February 2006. Only 11 more months, or 10 more months and a few odd days to Christmas, folks. Don't worry. It'll be here before you blink your eyes. I had scheduled today Dr. James Kennedy, and he had to cancel. He had a scheduling conflict. But that's okay, because he was only going to be with us for a half hour. When we reschedule this, I'll bring him in for a full hour. This is one of the gentlemen that I wouldn't call him the Pharisees at the pulpit. We have enough of the pharmaceutical people practicing their witchcraft behind the pulpits of America. And here's one of the guys that, yes, he does have a 501c3 church, but you'd never know it. I mean, he's blasting out on the airwaves every week, getting to 3 million people each week. And what is he talking about? Proper role of government, founding fathers, this was a Christian nation, and he proves it, and all sorts of good things. So I thought that that deserved an interview on this network. You don't hear me interviewing too many politicians because, well, I don't have to explain the reasons why politicians are so full of themselves. Most of them should have brown eyes, if you know what I mean. But at any rate, and I don't interview too many so-called preachers or men of the cloth on the air because there are glaring inconsistencies in their world. So I'm bringing up Dr. James Kennedy, and we're going to get him for a full hour rather than just a half hour. That's a politician schedule right there. Oh, you can have him for 15 or 20 minutes or whatever the case may be. No, you can't do anything in 15, 20 minutes in this world covering anything of any depth whatsoever. Speaking about covering in depth, I am not. I thought about playing some clips of Mr. Bush's State of the Union address last night, but I decided against it. I think enough people have seen and heard enough out of George Bush's mouth. We'll be quoting him. But I'm going to spend a little time here with other people's information, what they've been saying about the economy, all the things that he talked about. He's really putting the pressure on Congress for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Congress has let this go, given its blessing for another 30 days. And there are some provisions in there that are making a few people nervous. The reason why they're nervous is because people like you have been responding to our congressmen and our senators, telling them, no, we don't want a police state. So at any rate, we'll get into the George Bush issue because, folks, I don't like to be a scaremonger or fearmonger out there, but we've got some pretty dire days ahead economically. A lot of people are predicting that, this is not going to be just a depression, or a recession, rather, the R word. It could be a deep, deep depression. So we'll get into Mr. Bush and his band of merry men and all the lies that they like to spin, and then we'll counter it with real factual information, and we'll do that right after this.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I think we're making some headway here with this network. Have you been paying attention, folks? We've made some changes to the afternoon lineup. And, good broadcasting is never done. It can always be improved. And I watch everything that goes on this network, sometimes with a great amount of disdain, sometimes with a great amount of pleasure. In the afternoons, you may have noticed that Greg Szymanski now precedes this program. And after this show, Jack McLam's program has been moved to Saturday for 2 hours. So you folks out there that have been listening to Jack for a number of years, he's on Saturdays from 12 noon until 2 p.m., and that is Central Time, and he is on 11.915 shortwave. And it's really ironic. I don't know what it is out there in Radioland, but especially on the shortwave outlet, it seems like the weekend programs always come in clearer than the weekday programs. I'm sure there's a reason for that. I don't want to get too speculative about it or paranoid or conspiratorial about it, but at any rate, them's is the facts as they lay. We're putting him on Saturdays, and when we fire up another bird here at this network, we'll bring him back in for a daily program. So nobody get distraught out there. Jack was not really happy when I told him about it, but Jack's a team player. He always has been. And that's what we like around here. We're shifting and moving and dancing as fast as we can. We make changes when necessary for the practicality of the network. So nobody get bent out of shape out there. Jack's going to still be with us, and when we fire up a second bird, we'll bring him back for a Monday through Friday program. But for right now, who's going to follow this program from 6 to 7 p.m. is none other than Michael Collins Piper. He will be on, of course, 5.050 on shortwave and your local AM-FM affiliate, low-power FM station, tin can hooked to your grandmother's house, however you're receiving the broadcast. He'll be in that spot 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So at any rate, enough of programming notes. It's real interesting, folks. I watched the State of the Union address last night, and it isn't so much somebody told George Bush, you better make this the speech of your life. And I think it was probably the best speech he ever gave. But that's like saying a clown at a carnival, he's the best clown there. It was energetic, it was enthusiastic, it was upbeat. Not a lot of bad news did he deliver to anybody. Of course, this country's melting down around his ankles, but never mind. I mean, he's a politician, let us not forget. But the more I watched this last night, I was cognitive of the fact that I was not just frowning. My face was expressionless. The blood had drained out of my head. I was feeling a little lightheaded. And what it was, and I'd never experienced this before in my life, it was anger and depression all at the same time. Now, how's that possible? Well, it is. Because I experienced it. I'd never experienced that before in my life. Either you're one of two things. You know, you're up, you're happy, you're down, you're mad, you're sad, you're depressed, or whatever the case. Never have I had in my life two conflicting emotions going on at the same time. Who said I can't multitask, huh? I'm watching Mr. Bush, and I am watching the associated people, the new members of the United States Supreme Court, just having a good old time up there. Hillary Clinton was there. Of course, we had the politics as usual. One side of the aisle wouldn't stand or clap. And, of course, the Republicans are going crazy. And it's more looking more like a football rally or a football game with opposing sides than anything else. But, of course, Mr. Bush from the podium up there was calling for bipartisanship. And there's work we have to do to the country or to us. not for us, folks. To us. And he took about an hour doing it. And I guess, and I remarked to my wife, I said to her, I said, you know, I said, if I was just Joe Blow out there and I'd been weaned on spoon-fed stuff from ABC, NBC, CNN, whatever the case may be, whatever your news outlet, whatever your newspaper is, then I would think that George Bush was a pretty remarkable fellow. That's if I was cold but stupid and I'd lost my mind. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and wanting to get up and walk away, wanting to turn the television set off, knowing full well, and it's like sitting there with Chinese water torture, knowing that I've got to watch what this clown has to say. I know as my type of work here, folks, sometimes we have to do things that are unpleasant, and that was one of the most unpleasant hours that I've spent in my life. But it was pretty rosy sounding. Oh, everything is going to be just fine. Everything is okay. Well, if you were listening what he was spelling out, it's going to be more of the same. And then in some areas, he's going to deliver us to us in spades. And of course, I just love to see what the Austin Un-American Statesman has to say. And it's part of the Cox News Group. And evidently, these people in the same la-la land that George Bush is. And keep in mind that this is a liberal paper on the front page. The Wednesday, February 1st, I'm looking at the front page, and Bush plans decisive in 06. Now, little pictures here on energy, president's goal, cut oil imports by 75% by 2025 with new technology. I'll rip this apart here in a second. I just want to give you the overview. Education, recruit 70,000 teachers for advanced placement math and science courses. Terrorism, extend the Patriot Act. He scolded the Democratic side of the aisle. Continue East. Now, this is what the Austin Un-American has to say. Extend Patriot Act, continue eavesdropping on Al-Qaeda calls in the United States. On the issue, that's what it says. These are the bright people down at the Austin Un-American Statesman. We desperately need another newspaper in this town. I'm telling you, people haven't heard the real news in so long outside of these clowns' spin. It's ridiculous. And on health, expand medical savings accounts with tax breaks, limit malpractice lawsuits, yada, yada, yada. So, here goes the Austin Un-American Statesman in the proper receptacle. There it goes. Okay. Now, to the real news. God, I just love picking on these people. They're such clowns. At any rate, Bush's speech, he covered a gamut here. He did it on the economy. He did it on Social Security. He talked about faith-based initiatives, which has really worked really well, hasn't it? War on terror. And I especially want to focus on that. Iraq. Yes. He talked about Iraq, too. Well, you will listen real closely to that. We're going to deliver freedom to, we're going to nation build in the Middle East. You know, scratch, you know, do the Orwellian sitting back in the little booth. Do the George Orwell, the news remakers. Remember in the movie they would sit there in the little booth? When it was time for somebody to be outed, they would scratch him off and put a new line in or replace a new face with the old one or change up a story or eliminate it, or they'd spin it any way they want to. Well, that's what most people in this country are hearing. CNN, ABC, public broadcasting, it doesn't matter. And then they hear George Bush's speech. Is it any wonder that we have people in this country that are so confused? That everybody knows something is wrong. Something is stinking like that proverbial thing out of Denmark. But nobody really can put their finger on it. Well, that's because the news media is more interested in putting out their spin and then getting their take on how you took their spin. Opinion polls. They're doing this more and more and more. No real in-depth news reporting, white paper, both sides of the story kind of thing, because everybody's got a line of stuff they want to shovel you folks. And then usually what you do when you smell a fish, that rotten one, you go find somebody to counter that point. But you do it with in-depth knowledge, people that are qualified to speak on the subject, not just somebody's opinion. And this is what the media is doing now, and you keep watching this. You're going to keep doing this more and more and more. We decide what we're going to report. You know, they'll tell you the whole while that this we're not spinning anything. You know, we report, you decide. And then just to take the temperature of the water, we'll put out our polls to find out what you think off of our half-baked news stories that we're handing you. And you're going to see this increase more and more and more and more. It doesn't matter about fact. It matters about opinion. I don't care about somebody's opinion. I want to know the facts. You know, the old saying like belly buttons, everybody's got one. But how many people do you know in your life that you they're not worth the powder to blow them up with because their opinion is nothing and based on nothing? I'd much rather look at their belly button. Well, he started out saying that as new Congress gathers, all of us in the elected branches of government share a great privilege. We have been placed in office by the votes of the people we serve. By the way, he even shook John Kerry's hand, and I don't think even Kerry looked up at him. Yeah, he's talking about people and great privileges and the people we serve, and thank you for voting for me. No, thank you for stealing an election. And, of course, he had the Supreme Court sitting there right in front of him and installed him in the White House. So Kerry, I'm sure, was not a happy camper. Not that I really care about what John Kerry thinks. And he says, and tonight this is a privilege we share with newly elected leaders of Afghanistan, the Palestinian territories, Ukraine, and free and sovereign Iraq. No, it's not free. It's not sovereign. It's now been taken over by the mega corporations, the International Monetary Fund, and you name it. These people are in for a sleigh ride to hell. Pretty much mimicking what the rest of the world has gone through the auspices of the international banksters and gangsters. We'll continue this on the other side. I'm going to have some fun with this today, folks. Our great president, Mr. Bush, spoke. Yeah. Yeah. more like flagellants at volume 10 on a scale of 9. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this one, folks. I mean, I was just talking to our day producer here, and she said the same thing that I had said, that I knew that I wanted to watch this, and I was getting really antsy. At one point during Bush's speech, I got up and I walked around a little bit, and I begrudgingly sat back down, and the producer said to me, she said, you know, I did the exact same thing. And I told her, I said, you know, it's like it lasted 3 or 4 hours. That was the slowest hour of my entire life. And she says, you know what? She said, I felt the same way. And she said, she described the same thing. She said, I kept getting up and walking around and whatever else. And I said, yes, but you went and sat back down to watch it, didn't you? And she said, yeah, I had to. A lot of people watched that speech last night, not because they wanted to. They knew they had to. And that's a sad state of affairs, but that's not exactly patriotism the way I was brought up to believe in patriotism. We respected our presidents. Well, that's before I got some knowledge about how the scam really works. At any rate, he goes on to say, 2 weeks ago, I stood on the steps of the Capitol and renewed the commitment of our nation to guiding ideal of liberty for all. This evening, I will set forth policies to advance that ideal at home and around the world tonight with a healthy, growing economy and with more Americans going back to work with our nation. Let me just stop right here. No, more people aren't going back to work. More people are actually losing their jobs. Figures lie and liars figure. The unemployment folks in every respective state, they only count the people that is on active unemployment benefits. Once your employment benefits or unemployment benefits... Hey, I just lost my microphone here, Mr. Producer. It's cutting in and out on me. I'm sorry? No, not... Oh, it's working fine on your end. Oh, so we don't care if the host can hear himself talk. I don't know if it's going out or not, but it cuts off in my head. I don't know if it's going out. At any rate, enough chewing on a producer here. The real fact is that more and more people, as I said, are losing their jobs. I mean, doesn't Bush know what's going on in Detroit right now? Tens of thousands of people getting laid off. So these unemployment rolls, every state only counts the active people, not the people that they can surmise or place. Have you ever gone to an unemployment agency, folks, a state agency, and actually been placed in a job? If you have, you're one of the rare exceptions. How do I know? I used to work for a time for the Social Security Administration. You know how I got that job? I was laid off from GM, and they had a program. Well, look, we can find you some employment. Oh, and by the way, the Social Security people need some help. And also, the unemployment people need some help. Well, I didn't want to deal with the Social Security. I wanted to go down to the unemployment office to really find out how things really worked. And that was the time that they'd come up with this, concocted this idea of TRAs, the Trade Readjustment Allowance. Remember those? That, well, we don't know if you're coming back or whatever, but we're going to throw some money at you. And by the way, if you do come back to work for us, you got to pay it all back. At any rate, having seen this from the other side of the counter, I know how these offices work. I know how they count the figures. So Bush up there saying that, oh, yes, many people have gone to work and the economy is robust and growing and so on and so forth is, well, I really can't come up with a proper phrase that I'm allowed to say on air. So we'll just continue here. Let me find out some of the other folks here are saying, and we'll roll around to the Patriot Act and all that other stuff in this broadcast. But Economist Magazine warns danger time for U.S. Now, this is the Economist Magazine, well-respected, well-thought-of financial reporting magazine. A lot of people read this. Fortune 500 people, they all read this. Politicians, they all read this. This is what it said. It says, this week's edition of the Economist Magazine offers an ominous warning for the U.S. economy. Danger time for America. The respected Global Weekly magazine states, depicting a cover drawing of Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan passing a stick of dynamite labeled the economy. The Economist is not given to alarmist warnings. But the magazine believes the U.S. economy is in for a rocky road beginning this year and challenges economic optimists' recent sunny predictions regarding the U.S. financial picture. The Economist report mirrors the analysis that has been offered by the Financial Intelligence Report, a publication of Newsmax and Money News. The FIR has been warning investors for some time of the potential economic chaos that Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan is about to drop on the American economy. Now, the magazine targets Greenspan, who will soon retire from the Federal Reserve. Well, he already has. He was out of a job yesterday, officially. And it says, retire from the Federal Reserve, with most people bombarding him with a glowing praise and congratulations for a job well done. Not so fast, says The Economist. The publication says the economy that Alan Greenspan is about to hand over is in much less healthy state than is popularly assumed. While respectfully bowing to the retiring Fed chairman with a sly wink to Greenspan's exuberant send-off, The Economist outlook soon turns dire, both of Greenspan and on the U.S. economy. More on this, folks, and we'll continue to pick apart Mr. Georgie Bush's State of the Union address, and we'll put in hard fact that's not dreamed up by me. I don't read a bunch of material, folks, and just give you my opinion. I go to the horse's mouth and let you know what other people are saying. Take a break. We'll come right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Talking about George Bush's speech, and we're going to pick this apart and give you some real factual information, folks. So, this would be probably a good idea to do if you have friends out there that think George Bush is just a righteous Christian, conservative, Republican kind of best president ever in office kind of thinking. You may want to go up to the RBN Live archives and download this program, burn a disc, and give it to one of your disbelieving friends. At any rate, it goes on to say that The Economist is saying that while respectfully bowing to the retiring Fed chairman with a sly wink to Greenspan's exuberant send-off, The Economist outlook soon turns dire, both on Greenspan and the U.S. economy. During much of his 18.5 years in office, America enjoyed rapid growth with low inflation, and he successfully steered the economy around a series of financial hazards, so says the article. In his final days of glory, it may therefore seem churlish to question his record. However, Mr. Greenspan's departure could well mark a high point for America's economy. With a period of sluggish growth ahead, this is not so much because he is leaving, but because of what he is leaving behind, the biggest economic imbalances in American history. While the magazine acknowledges that Greenspan can't control huge economic uncertainties and is constrained by limits of what monetary policy can do, It points out that one cannot exaggerate Greenspan's influence over the economy and financial markets. It is in the setting of the monetary policy that Greenspan falls particularly short, the economist concludes. They go on to say that the main reason why America's growth has remained strong in recent years has been a massive monetary stimulus, it says. The Fed held real estate rates negative for several years, and even today, real rates remain low. You surely do. Maybe the rates do, but not the housing market, and I'll get into that subject, too. There are predictions that this housing market is going to deflate rather quickly. Property values, that's right. You're going to be losing money on that house you just bought because the market is going to dry up totally. At any rate, the magazine notes that Greenspan triggered two of the greatest bubbles in history, the dot-com bubble in the 1990s and the real estate one the magazine warns is about to pop. Greenspan's actions have created a domino effect through which American consumers could borrow against the rising, potentially artificial value of their homes to buy plush hot tubs and $5,000 barbecue pits. In this way, Americans have been able to literally consume more than they earn. And that is leading to a consumer financial environment in which Americans have negative savings rates, a growing burden of household debt, and a sizable current account deficit. Says the economist, part of the America's current prosperity is based not on genuine gains in income, nor on high productivity growth, but on borrowing from the future. Remember in George Bush's speech, because I'm not going to take the time to read it. Made me sick enough last night just to hear it come out of his face. But he was saying that, oh, yes, the economy is rosy. You know, that we're setting the standards. We have an opportunity here. He didn't say globalization, but this is what he meant. That anybody tell me that the Americans can't outproduce, we'll show the world. Well, George, excuse me. We're competing against countries that the average working wage is 50 cents an hour. How are we going to compete? Oh, that's right. He did mention the illegals being here. No, it's not going to be an amnesty. Guest worker program. These people are needed here. He made that. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. Now, why would we need 40 million illegals in this country? Because we know what they're doing to the job rates out there, or the job rate out there per hour. They're literally smashing it. Because what do they know of the standard of living? When you're down there living in Mexico, ladies and gentlemen, you have no standard of living. It's the 11th hour. You're a day away from starvation or death. So anything outside of their 50 cents, even if they have a job, 50 cents an hour job down there working in some American corporation, when they come to America, go to work for even a minimum wage, they think it's wonderful. As a matter of fact, they even have talk about spending. They don't spend anything hardly. They have a lot of it to send back to their countrymen and their families in Mexico. Back to this article. For the present, that means slower growth, weaker job creation, and low wage growth. Citing Morgan Stanley, the economist points out that over the past 4 years, total private sector labor compensation has risen only by 12% in real terms, compared with an average gain of 20% over the previous five expansions. The U.S. economy during the past several years has been fueled by real estate and related spending, not from an increase in labor compensation, which has fueled previous economic recoveries. Remember, they even used the term a couple of times, not very often. It was one of those things when you heard the term, you scratched your head and said, what? They actually used the term jobless recovery. What kind of a recovery is it if people aren't working? People don't have money to spend for housing, for food, for clothing, for anything else. But we had a jobless recovery. When house price rises flatten off, and therefore the room for further equity withdrawal dries up, consumer spending will stumble. It already has. Remember me saying in relation to this network that we almost bit the dust in December of last year. Why? Nobody was spending anything, folks. And what they did spend over Christmas, they weren't crowding the malls. And a lot of them, and I'll be honest with you, I was out there spending for next Christmas because I waited for the day after to move that inventory off their shelves that they had already discounted and nobody bought. I do my Christmas shopping the day after Christmas for next year. Always have. Always will. At any rate, Given that consumer spending and residential construction have accounted for 90% of GDP growth in recent years, it is hard to see how this can occur without a sharp slowdown in the economy. Investors who agree that the United States may be facing economic trouble ahead can prepare by reading the following reports. And they give you a list. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is The Economist saying that it's danger time for the U.S. Way overextended. Everything is way overextended. Now, speaking of Alan Greenspan, and this comes straight out of the Financial Intelligence Report, the global resource to protect and grow your world, meaning your pocketbook. A housing crash will soon hit America. Sir John Templeton's advice and prepare for the coming catastrophe. Now, France's finance minister revealed that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told him that the U.S. has lost control. See, we went from irrational exuberance to lost control of its budget deficit. The remarks suggest Greenspan may have a serious worries about the U.S. economy and will continue a maverick course at the Fed until his scheduled departure on January 31st, which was yesterday. And they put out this newsletter. They said recently, Sir John Templeton, the world's most successful investor, billionaire philanthropist, and the man Money Magazine called the greatest global stock picker of the century, invited me to meet with him in the Bahamas where he lives. In our private meeting, he personally warned me that a U.S. real estate crash was imminent. Not possible, not maybe. He said imminent. And he's not alone. Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has warned of real estate froth. Former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker is warning that a crisis is likely in the U.S. economy. Even America's greatest stock investor, Warren Buffett, recently sold his California home and warned of dark clouds in the real estate market. Well, why, Warren? Why didn't you just sell it to a bunch of Mexicans? You could have had 20 families living in the doggone thing. He probably did sell it to him. I don't know. For over a year now, we at Financial Intelligence Report have been warning that soaring U.S. real estate prices were unsustainable and that a collapse could occur soon. Now, scores of major U.S. and international newspapers and magazines, including the New York Times, Fortune, and The Economist, are echoing those same sentiments on their page one stories. In fact, The Economist magazine bluntly declared that the current worldwide boom in residential real estate prices is the biggest bubble in history. Now, it's important to note that Templeton, Buffett, and Volcker all warned in the late 90s that the dot-com boom was dangerous and unsustainable. Back then, none of these men were given much coverage in papers like the Wall Street Journal, nor did they get any significant airtime on channels like CNBC. But their predictions turned out to be dead on, and we fear they may be right again. Now, in the beginning of the major real estate crash, is it? Question mark. Have you taken steps to protect the value of your real estate and other investments? Well, then they go into a pitch about their news reports and newsletters, but they're all saying the same things, folks. But you're not. If you're tuning into MSNBC or one of these talking heads that are nothing but front dummies for Wall Street, they're going to sit there and tell you what stocks not to pick and which ones to buy and this, that, and the other. They're not going to tell you, well, wait a minute, don't buy it at all because the stock market's going to crash. You don't think that's going to happen, do you? But we read the nation's real economic news. We listen to what foreign investors are saying. We look what other economists are saying worldwide. And they're all saying the same thing. Kind of flies flat in the face here of George Bush's, I would consider his speech last night to be irrationally exuberant, wouldn't you? Well, U.S. housing prices could crash 50% in the near future. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you what. I had suggested this to people before and talked about this earlier here, that people were taking out second mortgages. Oh, they were consolidating credit cards. They were taking the money and buying boats. And, you know, they were taking advantage of the marked increase of their real estate. And, well, they were just having a good old time buying hot tubs, taking vacations, buying toys, doing all kinds of neat things. What I suggested when I saw that start to happen, I said, okay, why don't you for one time in your life make your labor work for you? You've been laboring all your life. Of course, you've been paying everybody under the sun, and, well, I won't get into that sidetracking issue, but we all know where our money goes. But I suggested to people that, hey, instead of taking out a second mortgage on your home and taking a vacation or buying a boat or jet skis or whatever toy you were thinking about doing, why don't you take out a second mortgage and buy precious metals? Now, when was this going? Well, I said this last year. Before gold started to go up through the roof, before silver started to move the way it is. If you are still able to take out a second mortgage on your home while the rates are still fairly low, I'm going to make a suggestion. And this is not Vegas, you know, ramble-tamble, just throw the dice and see how it comes up. I'm not like that. I'm a little bit more conservative than that. But I would suggest, and you can take it for what it's worth, that I would take out a second mortgage on my home, and I would turn around and I'd buy precious metals right now. Now, you may have to make a change of address, but that's okay. Because when the housing market goes through the ground, your house can't be sold, you're going to be sitting on a stack of money, and it's going to be a buyer's market. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to lose their homes, and you'll be able to go out and buy it for cash. Sound like a dream? Not necessarily if you understand the way this monster wields its many tentacles. If you're smart about it, you can do it. But if you don't try it. But hanging on by your fingernails isn't a very rosy prospect either. A housing crash. Well, let's get into the housing crash. Now, Mr. Bush, I'm sorry to burst your bubble here, but things are not really right here in Disneyland or La La Land. Recently, Sir John Templeton, the world's most successful investor, billionaire, philanthropist, okay, so on and so forth, he said that this housing crash is soon to be happening here in America. Now, how is that possible? Isn't a house, when you buy a house, it's got a set market price? You buy it. Now, the next year and the subsequent years after that purchase, you would think that, well, you know, you're going to have better years than others. But what if it was artificially inflated? What have the cities done across America in order to get more taxes out of you? More, oh, that's right, property tax. They'd come in and say, well, your house is worth two times that amount now, or three times that amount. And by the way, here's your new tax bill. Now, what does the city care? Because they're not involved in real estate, per se. They own a lot of it, but they're not in the real estate business. Buying and selling. But what do they care? Okay, your $100,000 house is now worth $250,000. And by the way, here's your new tax bill. Now, that's all fine and dandy as long as you can sell that house in a market that's conducive of purchasing your house for $250,000. But what they never told you is once we artificially jack up the price of this and the economy goes flat or crashes, guess what's going to happen to your home? It's not going to be a $250,000 house anymore. But are they going to lower your taxes? Well, you better start talking to your city council about that right now, because it is going to happen, folks. So, I just, you know, when I see stuff like this, you know, I am just in total amazement. And I watch, because you expect politicians to lie, don't you? Don't you really expect them to lie? I do. Or to give you the rosiest scenario, it's the feel-good. It's like taking the pain pill after you've had a tooth pulled or whatever the case may be. The pain's still there, but you just can't feel it. You're a little bit numb. That's what these people do. It's like a little elixir that they mix up and throw all over you. You know, love potion number 9 or whatever. But it's not based in any sort of reality whatsoever. And the last thing that the people that own U.S. debt want to hear is a president getting up, giving a nationwide speech, worldwide actually, and telling them, hey, we're in some serious economic trouble. Me and my predecessors, we've been irrationally exuberant about spending money. We've borrowed up to the hilt. Now we're in a position that nobody else wants to buy our debt. What do you think would happen with all the people that own the United States debt right now? What do you think they'd be doing? They'd be beating a path to Washington, D.C. faster than you could say Rumpelstiltskin. So we got to keep putting on a happy face until this truck crashes, and now we're counting bodies here. So I'm not going to go into this transcript of the State of the Union message because, quite frankly, it is rather disgusting. But I will go into the Iraq situation here a little bit because they do have the grand plans. And if you do your homework and your research and you've been paying attention to what Mr. Cheney, our vice president, Mr. Halliburton himself, has been saying, not publicly or as necessarily Mr. Vice President, but what he has been saying in the past several months, guess what's on the agenda? That's right, Syria and Iran. We have been warning people about this for 6 months. Of course, the president got up last night and kind of merrily inferred it, but didn't say exactly that we're going to do it. Well, or did he? We'll take the break here, come back, and we'll do a little analysis here on Mr. Bush's take on Iraq, Iran, Syria, and democratizing the entire Middle East. By the way, he said that Palestine has to totally disarm to make Israel feel better. He didn't say that in a speech last night, but that's what he said recently. How do you like that?
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that
folks, now we have a president that thinks the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. Are we in some trouble or what? Bush said last night, our generational commitment, now get the wording here, generational commitment to the advance of freedom, especially in the Middle East, is now being tested and honored in Iraq. The country is a vital front in the war on terror, which is why the terrorists have chosen to make a stand there. Really? What terrorists is he talking about? A country that we just occupied and they're trying to get back at us through our U.S. soldiers? Yeah, they're making a stand there. What? Would I be expected to be invaded by China or Russia and stand around going, okay, I'm not going to resist? And my friend from Michigan comes down here, I guess he'd be considered an insurgent. Our men and women in uniform, he says, are fighting terrorists in Iraq, so we do not have to face them here at home. I don't remember boatloads of Iraqis coming over here to invade us, do you? And I don't even remember September 11 having anything to do with Iraq, do you? He says, and the victory of freedom in Iraq will strengthen a new ally in the war on terror, inspire democratic reformers from Damascus to Tehran, bring more hope and progress to a troubled region. Oh, gosh. I can't read this without and keep a straight face. They had their problems over in the Middle East, but you know what? Underscore and emphasize their problems. They weren't causing us any problems. Well, aside from the many tons of heroin that was maybe produced in Afghanistan, that actually the Taliban over there were discouraging. Well, now that we have the troops in there and we have our puppet regime installed very nicely in Afghanistan, guess what happened? Record bumper crops of the drugs are flowing worldwide and more onto the streets of America. I guess, George, it's just business as usual. He says, we will succeed because the Iraqi people value their own liberty. As they showed the world last Sunday across Iraq, often at great risk, millions of citizens went to the polls and elected 275 men and women to represent them in a new transitional national assembly. Transitional national assembly. Folks, what's going to happen in Iraq? The Sunnis, the Shiites, these people are going to, they're not going to get together. It's going to be separate. What you're probably going to see happen in Iraq is several little states pop up instead of a united Iraq. And civil war is a real possibility for many, 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 many years to come. More death and destruction, but I guess that's not going to look bad on George Bush's resume, because, you know, he's not going to have a direct hand into it. Of course, he started it, but, yeah. As a young woman in Baghdad told of waking to the sound of mortar fire on Election Day and wondering if it might be too dangerous to vote, she said, hearing those explosions, it occurred to me the insurgents are weak. They are afraid of democracy. They are losing. So I got my husband, I got my parents, and we came down and voted together. I don't know who these people are, but it sounds like something they manufactured right there in the White House with the scriptwriter. Next hour, the National Intel Report coming up for you international shortwave listeners on 5.050 on the shortwave dial. Everybody else, if your local affiliate doesn't carry the second hour, call them up and ask them why. We'll continue this conversation and take your calls into the next hour at 800-313-9443. We shall be right back. Red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.